Jesus wanted us to know that we live in an abundant universe and that all of our needs will be met. He says in Luke 12:32, one of my very favorite scripture verses, "Fear not, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom." And in John 10:10, he says, "I came that they may have life and have it abundantly." Wow. And yet we can imagine that his listeners, who were primarily poor Jewish peasants, thought, "Really? Where is this abundance that you speak of? Where is this kingdom?" So Jesus made it very clear that the kingdom of God, the kingdom of heaven, is not an outer kingdom, but an inner kingdom. You see, the realm of God is in our own minds and in our hearts. We create our reality in our own consciousness, and that outpictures into our lives. And so it would follow that if we want true prosperity, if we want abundant health and love and wealth and well-being, we need to first work on our consciousness. Well, Alan Cohen, he's a very well-known spiritual leader and author, and he talks about this very thing in his book called Looking In for Number One. He reminds us that prosperity is more than a healthy bank account, that actually prosperity is an attitude. It's a way of life. And he likens our journey to prosperity to walking through a great mansion. And he asks us to envision in this mansion that there are five adjoining rooms, each one with a golden door. We must learn the lesson of one room before we can pass through that golden door to the next room. And once we have passed through all five of these rooms, all five of these golden doors, he says, we're home. So in the interest of developing our own prosperity consciousness, let's take a look at these golden doors and the lessons that they have to offer. So the first door, it says, you will manifest as much as you believe is available. If you don't believe something is available, you can't attract it. You don't even believe it's out there, right? If you believe there is not enough of anything, whether it's not enough money, not enough love, not enough time, not enough work, whatever it is, if you believe that there is not enough of it, you will experience not enoughness. You will experience lack, not because there is lack, but because you believe there is lack. For the perfect example of this, we need look no further than last year's infamous great toilet paper shortage. Who can forget? In reality, there wasn't a shortage, was there? There was a fear of shortage, which led to panic buying, and soon toilet paper supply began to decline. But in fact, if everybody would have just taken what they needed, and not more than they needed, there would have been plenty. And in fact, think about this, even with people taking more than they needed, there was plenty, was there not? I think there was. I haven't heard of anybody using the Sears catalog or something like that. We all found, does anybody remember the Sears catalog? Well, anyway, we all got creative, but we found ways to tap into the supply that was available. Because in truth, there was enough. You see, God doesn't create shortages. People create shortages from a fear of not enough. But in truth, there is enough. There is more than enough, especially in today's world. The wonderful futurist and humanist R. Buckminster Fuller made this point back in the 1970s. He said that then humanity had crossed a major threshold For millennia, we humans believed that there wasn't enough to go around. And so we had to fight and compete, sometimes tooth and nail, for resources. That may or may not have been true, he said, but as of the late 1970s, we were able to do so much more with so much less that we actually achieved enough. Enough for all. Enough for everyone to meet or even surpass their needs to live a reasonably healthy, productive life. This was such a dramatic turning point for humankind's consciousness, because it meant we could move from a you or me world, right, where we're in competition, to a you and me world. A you and me. That sounds pretty good right now, doesn't it? A you and me world, where all of us can make it. And in that you and me world, we can all have enough food, enough water, enough land, enough housing, enough of the basics to live a fulfilling and productive life. But listen to this. When Bucky Fuller made this prediction, he said it would probably take about 50 years for us to make the necessary adjustments to move to a you and me paradigm that says the world can work for everyone with no one and nothing left out. Late 1970s, 50 years. We're almost to that 50-year mark right now, aren't we? I'm ready for that paradigm shift, aren't you? The fact is, if we want it, we must live it. We must live in that mindset. We must live knowing there is enough. Alan Cohen writes, "When you latch on to the principle that there is enough of everything for everyone, and that you can have all that your heart desires, your world expands immeasurably, and you gain access to the riches of the universe." Can you see how that would be so? Because you've expanded your universe, your consciousness. Door number two says, "You will manifest as much as you believe you deserve." And that goes for everything, not just money. It goes for love and success and relationships and health, everything. You will manifest as much of it out here as you believe you deserve. In fact, everything in your life, everything that happens in your life, is a direct reflection of your own sense of self-worth. You see, if we believe somehow that we are undeserving, that we are inadequate or flawed or not enough, we will actually block the flow of divine good into our life. Because on some level, we're wanting to outpicture the image of ourselves that we have in our minds. But if we know that we are whole and loved and worthy of all the good we can imagine, we will open wide the doors for that to come forward, for that to come into being. It all starts with knowing our own worth and knowing that we deserve all the good we can imagine. Two times in my 35-year corporate communications career, two times I went to my boss, different bosses, but I went to my boss at the time and asked for a raise. And I had to work on that to muster up the courage to do it. So I did two things to get my courage up. And the first one was I did a lot of research on comparable salaries for that position that I was in at other companies. But the second thing I did, and perhaps the most important, was I reminded myself that I deserved it. I deserved it. You know, I kind of looked over, kind of did a survey of my talents and my skills, my initiative, my drive, my contributions, and I thought, dang, I deserve this. And when I went in there, of course, that was the attitude that I projected. And both times, I got the raise. In fact, I think that my bosses actually respected me more for having asked, right? Which brings us to the third golden door. You will manifest as much as you ask for. Wow. You will manifest as much as you ask for. So ask for what you want, not just a little bit. Ask for 100% of what you want, 100% of the time. You know, a lot of times we think, well, I really want this, but I'm probably not going to get that, so I'm just going to ask for this, right? We ask for what we think we will get. But when we ask for the true desires of our heart, when we really tap into that dream and that passion within us, and we speak it, it sets into motion just all sorts of spiritual power and energy and connections and vibrations and synchronicities to bring it about. In 2006, I was living in Kansas City, and I needed a job. I needed a full-time job. And I moved near Unity Village because I wanted to work at Unity Village. They didn't have any openings at the time, but I just kept thinking, I really want to work there. But I didn't know doing what. But one morning, I woke up with an inspired message as clear as a bell, coming, I guess, from my inner voice, and it said this: I want to help Charlotte Shelton, who was the new CEO of Unity, I want to help Charlotte Shelton transform that organization. And I was so excited. I remember it so clearly. I leaped out of bed. I ran to my computer. I dashed off an email to someone I knew who could help me get a lunch with her. And then I sat and thought about it. What can I do to prepare for this? And I felt led to create my ideal job description. I will never forget this. I remember sitting there with my hands over the keyboard as I contemplated, what position do I want? Do I want a staff level position? Do I want a managerial position? What I really wanted was to be a vice president. That sounded really good. I'd never been a vice president, but more importantly, I wanted to be high up enough that I could team with Charlotte to really make a difference for Unity. And so in what I would describe as a what the heck moment, I wrote at the top of this ideal job description, Vice President of Communications. Okay. I wrote down all the things that I could do and wanted to do in that position. Well, it was probably a month later before I actually had the lunch with Charlotte, at which she explained to me very courteously that there was no budget and there was no opening. And I said, I get that. But if it should ever come along, here's what I would like to do for you. And I showed her the job description. She goes, well, we're probably not going to be hiring that into somebody. I said, great. So here's what I've written up for being a consultant. I can work for you on an hourly basis. Anyway, a couple months went through. There were many twists and turns. 3 months after I sat at that computer and wrote up my ideal job description, she called me into her office. She said, I'd like to offer you a position. It's a new position. We're just creating it. It's called Vice President of Communications. Ask for what you want. The universe loves it when you do this. Really, the universe loves it, and the universe responds in incredible ways. Door number 4 says, you will manifest as much as you are willing to invest in. Okay, so life is a flow. Prosperity is a flow. We receive, we give, we receive, we keep it in motion, right? That is the law of life. We need to be in that flow. You know, Jesus talked a lot about money. People overlook this. The only thing Jesus talked about more than money was the kingdom of God. It's true. Almost half of his parables had a message in them or were specifically about money. And when he gave these lessons, they all sort of pointed in the same direction with the underlying theme of don't hoard your money, right? Be in the flow. You are to give it, share it, invest it, and spend it wisely. He knew about the law of circulation. He knew how this works. We see it most vividly in the parable of the talents in Matthew 25, verses 14 through 30. It goes like this. A master gives his 3 servants some talents. A talent was a monetary unit. We think it was probably worth about $1,000. He gives one of the servants 3 of these, another, or 5 of these, another one 2, and the last one he gives 1. He says, I want you to keep this for me while I'm away. So while he's gone, 2 of the servants, invest the money and double it. And the third, out of fear, buries it. So after a while, the master comes back, and the two who invested it, well, he meets with all of them to get the returns from what had happened while he was away. And the two who doubled their money, he's just full of praise for them, and they have a special place in his heart, and he's going to make their life greater, whatever he said. But the one who buried it, oh my gosh, does he come down hard on that guy? I mean, he's kind of ruthless. He really lambasts that guy. He tells him that you shouldn't be hoarding that. You know, there should be a return for that. That should be in circulation. The basic lesson is to use what you have to create greater good. What a beautiful message. Use what you have to create greater good. Don't hide it away. And that applies not only to money, but also to investing your thought, your time, and your energy in a positive activity. Use is the law of increase. So do something with the gifts that you've been given. Which leads us a little bit to the idea of tithing. So I would just like to share with you that I tithe at least of 10% of my income to this spiritual community because I love it so much. I believe in who we are. I believe in what we're doing. I see the ways in which we make a difference in people's lives, and all of us together are making this a better world. And so when I have the opportunity to give to Unity Renaissance, it is an absolute joy to give. It is a joy. I experience the immediate reward of giving, but it also keeps me in the flow of prosperity. For any of you tithers out there, we have some other tithers in the room, I know we do. Haven't you found this to be true? That all that you give comes back to you increased and multiplied in various forms, but it all comes back to you. Through tithing, I have lost my financial fear of not enough. I know that I will always have enough, and I always do. It's wonderful. It's very, very freeing. I don't even know how it works. It's a mystery. There's something about that. I don't know how that works, but it's an incredible blessing to give in love. And the fifth and final door is, you will manifest as much as you are willing to accept. Now, I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, oh, I'm happy to accept everything. I accept all the good that could possibly come to me. But I invite you to think about a time in your life, perhaps someone, or imagine it if it hasn't happened, someone came forward and gave you a gift that seemed a little over the top. It seemed, wow, that's really big. And you found yourself saying, I really can't accept this. Why couldn't you? You know, maybe you're afraid there were strings attached. Maybe you were afraid that you would have to reciprocate in kind and that would be too much to take on. Or maybe you felt that you didn't deserve it. But if this gift came to you on some level, the universe wants you to have it. So say yes. You know, God loves a cheerful giver, but God also loves a cheerful receiver. Right? Say yes to these blessings. They're just waiting to pour into your life and see them multiply. So now we've moved through these five golden doors. How do we keep ourselves in track? How do we continue to cultivate this prosperity consciousness? Well, here are five affirmations that we can use to help us remember the lesson of each of them. So remember the first door, you will manifest as much as you believe is available. So we can affirm, everything I want is available now. Say it with me. Everything I want is available now. Good. The second door tells us you will manifest as much as you believe you deserve. Our affirmation is, I deserve to have all I want and need. Now, I want you to say it with me, and I want you to really claim this together. I deserve to have all I want and need. Beautiful. Third door, you will manifest as much as you ask for. And the affirmation is, I ask for 100% of what I want, 100% of the time. Again, I want you to build this energy in you. I want you to say it with conviction together. I ask for 100% of what I want, 100% of the time. Boy, you guys are sounding good. You're sounding good at home, too. Door number four, you will manifest as much as you are willing to invest in. And our affirmation here is, I give whatever I wish to have more of. Together, I give whatever I wish to have more of. And door number five, you will manifest as much as you are willing to accept. Our affirmation here, I am open and willing to receive everything my heart desires. Say it with me together. I am open and willing to receive everything my heart desires. Yes. Yes. You know, perhaps you came in today feeling a sense of lack around something. Perhaps you felt not enoughness around some aspect of your life. Here's what I want you to know. Put aside your begging bowl. You have the power of God in you. You have immense power and skills and talents and divine potential within you. You have all of this amazing spiritual power just waiting for you to direct it in the direction that means the most to you. So tap into it. Know that you deserve it. You deserve all that your heart desires. The universe is pulling for you. So get clear. Get clear on who you want to be, what you want to do, and what you want in life. Get clear, stay focused. Begin to imagine, welcome, accept it in your consciousness so that it will outpicture in your life. In your own way, take your journey through the five golden doors and then just wait for all the good the universe will pour down on you. Thank you. Let's turn now to our meditation. Thank you. Let's prepare now for our meditation. Let's get settled in our seats, wherever you may be in this moment. If it's comfortable, close your eyes. Take a deep breath in. Release and let it go. And one more time, breathing in a big cleansing breath. Let it go. This is our time with Spirit, with God, with the divine within us. This is our time to tune in to that inner kingdom of wealth and possibility, love and joy. Breathe into that spaciousness within you. Oh, so much divine love and potential and beauty there. I invite you to, in this moment, give yourself the gift of connecting with some deep desire of your heart, whatever it may be, health, relationship, inner peace, financial well-being, whatever it is. Feel it in the center of you, a want, but also a calling. Breathe into this desire and see yourself worthy of it, filled with it, blessed by it. Know that all the universe is working with you, for you, and through you to bring this heartfelt desire into manifestation. You have everything going for you. Take a moment now to turn it over in your own consciousness, out picturing in your own mind this coming to fruition and the joy and satisfaction it will bring. We feel this beautiful spiritual energy gathering within us, this divine desire, this wanting to be more, to do more, to have more, to love more. We feel ourselves filled up with it as we step out into the rest of our day and the rest of our lives, saying, yes, God, I am ready. Bring it on. And for all of this, for the joy of the journey, and the honor of sharing it. We are so grateful. Thank you, sweet spirit, and so it is. Amen.
Expression of your unfolding.